Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning, and that means Miles Reed, the editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
We have a major story that's developing out of Galway. In that village, four police officers have been arrested. There was a meeting last night scheduled. Tell us the story and the update.
So yesterday, the state attorney general's office announced the arrest of four police officers in the village of Galway Police Department up in Saratoga County. Ostensibly, what the attorney general is saying is these four officers, including the chief of this tiny department, seems like systematically falsifying training records. In essence, officers all across the state have to be trained on a regular basis and have to sort of recertify. In Galway, according to the attorney general's office, they weren't doing what they need to do in terms of in-service training with a supervisor, etc. And instead, they were just filling out paperwork. The chief was signing, and they were saying it to the state to say that all the training was done, but the AG says it wasn't done. What's probably most troubling about this to us is that it involved the chief, but it also involved officers from some other departments that work part-time at the Galway Police Department. One of the officers is an officer we knew in Schenectady for a long time. He was a detective, and then most recently, and right now, he's the Schenectady County Director of Emergency Management, and so he's one of the individuals who's been charged in this case, too. Looks like they're accused of being able to run that department and get this certification, do some part-time hours, but they didn't really have to do the kind of work that they needed to do that the state requires. So if anybody knows the little tiny village of Galway, it's this little village right on a busy road that takes tens of thousands of people from Schenectady County up to the Sacandaga area in the summertime. So the busy road, most of the police department activity is just to deal with speeders. So it's an important function in that village. It'll be interesting to see what they're going to do going forward.
Well, very quickly now, Schenectady is facing a lawsuit over a house demo. Give us a brief update on this.
The latest sort of legal action involving a mudslide that happened this past winter when a big hillside collapsed, and luckily nobody died in it. An individual was trapped in it. He has survived. So the latest development is that one of the owners of the homes that had to be demolished after the mudslide has filed a notice of claim against the city of Schenectady, claiming that they had no right to demo the property, didn't notify him why they were, and it all happened very quickly within 24 hours after that mudslide. The city, for its part, and this is consistent in their defense, is saying it was a state of emergency. We had to move to stabilize that area to make people safe. They said they're very confident that they'll prevail in this case if there is a lawsuit filed. It's interesting to us because there's just increasing scrutiny of this case as the potential lawsuits start to roll in against the city about what exactly caused this hillside collapse, and did the city have some kind of responsibility in this? Right now, according to the latest report that the city issued from an engineer last week, it was caused by a water line leak on that hillside for a pipe going to a home. The city says that pipe was the responsibility of a private property owner. So far, the notices of claim are pointing the finger back at the city, saying the city knew there was a potential problem that should have taken more action to address it before the mudslide. So we'll watch these cases to see if they turn into lawsuits or potential settlements as we go forward.
Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joining us. For more, you can go to dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Miles, thanks. We'll catch up next week.
Thanks, David. Have a great one.